Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is where it is. All right, here we go. Okay, it's time now for our. Is there something going on with this side of my face or something? Man, I've noticed this like the last. Is it the light? What is that? I don't know, man. It's like there's a shadow over here or something. I think the right side of my face is just shot to shit, man. Aha. I actually did an experiment just today on my iPhone. I went back and I looked, and generally the same date. So I went back to this week in December last year, the year before, to look at my face, you know. And I thought it might be interesting to juxtapose all these images. The video cast goes back to 2012 as a daily occurrence. And then before that, I know we did daily video casts, but we didn't, for some reason, archive all of them. I do have something called a video cast, a smaller version of that. And so I've got younger pictures of myself. But just from this picture, what I wanted to do is just isolate these. And if I do say so myself, there's you know, so we're talking about 7 years. I'm 67. Goes all the way back to my 60th year. And I'm telling you right now, there's something. Now I'm noticing it, you know. I don't know what it is, but I'm noticing, like, right over here. Anyway, you know, there's definitely a change. But it's not so radical that you, like, the last three, like this year, 2018, 2017, it's sort of the same looking guy, then a little bit younger, a little bit younger. Also, I seem to be in a better mood than I am this month of this year, so I don't know what it is. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to make something a little special. I'm not 100% back from the cold, but what I thought I would do is roll a Bobby bit from the archives for the free podcast. We do this occasionally, not often, but we'll do this one. And this one is from January of 2000. And Bobby's bitching about the white trash that keeps their fucking Christmas lights up till after January. I thought that would be kind of an interesting thing. You'll see we have the winter ocean. Now, that's a real winter ocean right behind me. That's a California winter ocean. That was a clip. You guys are familiar with it. I took that from the balcony of my house, looking down the street toward the beach. Some asshole came along and built a house at the corner. And now, no, actually, I still have that same view because the law says you can't block someone's view of the ocean. So this cat's house blocks the view of the ocean that I had from my living room window, but not from the front balcony. So this is a shot that I took. I set my camera up on the balcony and just simply zeroed in. It just happened to be that day, some kids down there on top of that. It's kind of a, I think that's a utility shed of some kind, because that's public access, as you can see. The public can go to the beach by way of that. At the end of the street, we just have open beach, which is what legally you're supposed to have in California. You have to have public access to every goddamn fucking beach, because there's no private beach in California. Despite what some people would have you think, it's all public and you must make sure there is access. And one of the hassles they had down here in Malibu in years gone by is some of the private homeowners there started to treat the goddamn beach as if it was private and they were restricting access. They even, I told you, I had some fucking guy right up to me on a three-wheel. I went out to Trancas Beach and I had the my stepkids with me. And we're sitting there, and some guy rode up to me on a three-wheeler and said, you got to move. I looked, and there was a homeowner leaning over the railing looking at me from her home. So I moved. I said, well, can't we sit on the beach? She goes, yeah, where the public access is, you can sit there. Well, that was a corridor of about 20 feet across. It was absurd. I didn't know the law. Had I, and the other thing that I should have done, and I wasn't even thinking clearly, I should have said, would you go get a cop, please? Because I'm not going to take your word for it. This is a guy with no badge, no nothing, just private security, if you want to call it that. But it was some high school student, to be perfectly honest with you. And if I'd had presence of mind, I would have said, you know, would you mind terribly? I'd like to hear this from a sheriff. I don't think I necessarily want to hear it from you. You're telling me to move off of this beach. It was then that I learned, and I'd never known this. In California, there's no private beach. There's a lot of beautiful homes, and they sit on the beach, and many of the beaches look like they're private because there's no boardwalk, what we would call, what you call back east, maybe a boardwalk, call it a boardwalk, but basically it's public, it's a pathway between the homes and the beach itself that generally runs along the back of the homes. You've seen it in a million places. On our beach here, in Malibu and other beaches, there is no boardwalk. So you're welcome to walk on the beach. It just isn't a real easy way of doing that. There's no walkway. They have one in Newport Beach. They have boardwalks or, you know, whatever you want to call them, beach paths in a lot of different beaches in California. Some they don't. And so when they don't, people don't tend to access those beaches maybe as frequently as they would ones that have these this access along the back of the beach. So as a result of that, all these beaches look like they're kind of private. There's not a lot of people on them. And I don't know whether the homeowners are aware of this and they exploit it, or whether they actually think they do. I don't think they know they have a private beach. You'd know that in the when purchase of the house, they'd tell you. So there's no question, now that I think about it, that there's no question they know they don't own that goddamn beach. They may not know what it is exactly or who owns it, but they don't own it. But it's nice and quiet there. This beach here behind me, Channel Islands Beach, is even on a really hot summer day when business is booming down around the jetty where we have a lifeguard station. And there's access to the corner store where you can get, there's also a couple of restaurant, little, you know, hot dog stands down there, all kinds of shit, where that tends, and there's parking too. There's a big parking lot there. That tends to get a lot of people. Down at our end of the beach, we're right here. We're closest to the end of the beach. And then we have the Navy base, the Ventura County Construction Brigade, the CB Brigade of the U.S. Navy. And so we get, even on a really busy summer day, we have a relatively few number of people on this end of the beach because it's, you know, like I said, there's no real easy way of walking this beach. You have to park pretty close and it's, you know, it's doable. It ain't no thing. But you can see this is a winter, but the other shots I've had of the beach have been summertime. There's hardly anybody on them. This is a winter scene. This was taken, God, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and it was a particularly rough winter, as all the winters are at this beach here, because we're, this is, like I tell you, the land of fog and sea lions, man. We're up here. We might as well be in fucking San Francisco, the way the weather works around here. And it's almost as if we're way Northern California beach, because we get a lot of weather hitting us out here. On this day, I remember how windy and blustery it was, but I remember how beautiful all those waves looked. And there's something about a really dramatic ocean, you know, that you can't take your eyes off of it, the way the waves are churning and stuff. It just so happened these kids were down there in that, like I said, that utility shed of some kind of like a blockhouse. I don't know. I know that the county guys go in and out of there. So it might be electricity. It might be, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the sewer. I don't think it's the sewer, but it's a utility of some kind. And so the kids were up there, you know, you can see them laying on the, because it was one of those days where you want to go out there and feel it, man. You want to feel it. All right, so what we want to do here, January of 2000, Bobby Dooley is bitching at her homeowners about them leaving their goddamn lights up too long, and she is going to put a stop to that shit. And I thought that would be a good bit to lay on our folks, on our Free Folk show, because I'm still not 100%.
I'm still, you know, this is the Margaret voice right here. It's getting way better, you can hear. But every time I go into this Margaret voice, it feels as if I'm going to start hacking my guts up. So what I've told myself in recent months is don't push it, Phil, and you won't damage your goddamn throat and you'll be able to use it much, much longer. So we were at, I went to Mike Price's house tonight. Great guy. He and his wife, Monica, had an open house for Christmas and, Just great people, really cool people. Mike is from Jersey originally. Came out here, went to work for The Simpsons in 2002, and still works for The Simpsons. Just won an Emmy, I think last year or this year. He's won 3 Emmys, and also works on F is for Family. He and Bill Burr, Mike's the showrunner. They're both executive producers. He's a tremendous guy. The kind of guy you love to work for. And he and Monica had an open house tonight, and I saw Bill Burr was there, but I didn't see anybody else that I know. I didn't see anybody from the cast. And I don't know, it's a 6-hour open house. I came at about 5. I split about 6:30 because I had to get back here and do this, you know. Where am I, man? Let me see, where are we at here? Lucy loves Lloyd Bonafide wants to know whatever happened to customer service. Oh yeah, that chick that was giving him the lap dances. Hey, what's the story here, man? Where's this fucking Bobby Dooley bit? Well, I'll be a motherfucker. Where is this bitch? God damn it! I just was looking at it on my phone. That's very interesting. This is very interesting. What the fuck is the story here, man? Where are my glasses? January 2000. January 26, 2000, as a matter of fact. January 26th. I remember the date. I don't know. Let's see. No, it ain't. All right, so I got to go back to this goddamn thing. I figured this thing out. Really pisses me off. I had to enter into the search engine. Bobby Dooley, Christmas. Everybody, so love everybody. I'm Princess Diana, the marathon. What the fuck? Thanksgiving marathon. Britney Spears sends Sean. All right, man. Okay, now I'm getting close to this motherfucker, okay? So here we are. All right? Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, there's something definitely jacked up here. Wait a minute, man. What in the fuck? Where the fuck is this guy? Here it is. Where is this thing, man? What were you looking at, Phil? Right here. January 2000, Bobby is demanding an HOA member take down their Christmas lights because it's early January and it looks like white trash. January 2000. So which goddamn bit is it then? Shit. I just put in Christmas lights. I wonder if that's going to help or hurt. What the fuck is this? I mean, come the fuck on, man. Are you kidding me? What was I looking at then, man? What year was I looking at? I like this one, though. Bobby Dooley's been asked to step down from Western Estates Homeowners Association for making a crippled man walk after he saw her doing nude jumping jacks. Holy Jesus. Holy Jesus. I mean, what in the hell, man? Give me a fucking break, man. Where is it? I go from 2000 to 2005? Are you kidding? Jesus Christ. This is a real mystery here. This is a fucking mystery. This is a fucking mystery, seriously. This is a goddamn mystery. I mean, what the fuck? What in the fuck? Oh, you know what? No. No, it's not it. Here's when child molesters, Bobby just put up a lot of... It was January 2003, you fucking dumb shit, Henry. Not 2000, 2000 fucking three. So that was my fault, because I got ahead of myself. Or whatever it was that I did. Whatever I did, I didn't do it smart. Something deep inside says you're lonely. HOA, it looks like trash. Let's take a look at this, okay? Let's take a look at this. Oh no. I didn't log in. Sorry. Judgment at sunrise. I'm there. What is it? January 2003. Okay. Traffic, by the way, just in Los Angeles tonight, Christmas Eve, it's fantastic. It was fucking fantastic. It was rolling, man. It was fucking rolling. This is the crazy thing about it. I anticipated, when I went over to Mike's house, I'm thinking, this is going to be a two-hour and a half. This is going to be a two-hour track, and he only lives, 30 miles away. He doesn't live that far away. Jesus Christ, I got there in no time, like just sailing. It wasn't that the freeway was empty, but it was moving real good. Coming home, same thing. Then I decided to stop off at Ralph's, our supermarket, local supermarket. I was going to go to Trader Joe's, closed, which kind of pissed me off because it said closing at 9, and I got there at like 7, and the dude's all, we're closed. I said, you got a sign here. It says 9 o'clock, man. We got to get your shit together. Went across the street to Ralph's thinking this is going to be a zoo. This is going to be a fucking zoo. That's okay. I'm prepared. I can hang. I'm right up there with the best of them when it comes to just grinning and bearing it. I got in there, man, the fucking store is almost empty. The parking lot is half full. So for all of you people that planned really well your Thanksgiving, Christmas, thank you from those of us that didn't and were in there at the last goddamn minute buying shit. I feel great. All right. Where are we at? 2003. I'm talking about last night. Today's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. I'm talking about last night, Christmas Eve. As I try to, fake like I'm doing this in real time. Okay. Well, we're doing it in real time. We're just on the wrong day. We're a day before. So Bobby is going to be a little treat here for our podcast listeners who maybe are not subscribers or are subscribers and haven't heard this hour. I think it's a pretty cool hour. I'm not really sure, though, because I don't know how long it is. I seem to remember anytime Bobby did Christmas light shows, it generally went over pretty good. And she was always very obnoxious and fucked up about it. Yep, here it is. Monday, January 6, 2003. Groovy. Okay, so that's done. Now we'll download that motherfucker. And, oh shit, I can't do any editing on this goddamn thing. Sure I can. Sure I can. What am I saying? All right, Bobby,
today is the 12th day of Christmas, Phil, and today is the traditional end of Christmas, and so we are asking homeowners to take their lights down now, but then...
It's a year, and the joke is, these women...
...about abuse.
I'm on Friday to discuss a reality show that he and Donna DeCruz are going to be doing.
The utensils from the inside.
What's he going to cover?
Well, Phil, I'm sure that most men out there, like me...
All right, Dominica.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, she's right. I should say immigrant, because when I'm Hispanic, man... Yeah, well, that's... See, that's... P-H-I-L-H cancer, but that's okay. Floor, and they go, well, looks like we... And that in a box. And I said, Jack... Okay, we'll try the pizzeria out. We go into this joint, pull up to the top. I'm returning the...
Now, there he's going again. He's wonderful. My husband's every bit as much a man as you, Mr. Hendry. Way, way more. It really feels great. I really like what he's doing right now.
Making love to you right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's terrific. Let's see. Oh, God, I gotta get my hair done. Get my nails...
But right now, your husband's making love to you.
Jesus, are you ever a voyeur? I said yes. So anyway, who do you like in next week's Atlanta-Philly game? Because I really think...
I want to see the lights came back on.
Well, those bastards.
Turn off the lights!
And,
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
What the fuck? What is it?
World famous.
It sounds like two different bits. Oh.
Six. Sounds like a rockin' time there over the Dooleys, man. A beautiful, beautiful thing. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, wait a minute.
Fine, you see. Damaging.
Hot tub.
I write them, but when you put your house next to somebody else's house...
Oh, my God. That someone was staring at you.
That'll work out good, man. Let's see. I'm going to have to edit a lot of shit out of this.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
No, but we've unplugged our lights.
Well, that's good. That's a start. But the point, Phil, that I'm trying to make is...
And just so people know, I'm with Bobby Dooley.
Okay, so what we generally do is we try to repurpose these so that there's no phone number. And we're not always successful. Most of the time, the phone number is there somewhere, but we try to get the phone number out of there because we don't want to confuse anybody. The show is from 2000, so this is a show that's 19 years old, man. So if you're still trying to call us, good luck. Let me see here. Hey, what's the deal here, man? Give me. You know, God damn it. Hey, what happened here, man? Where's this motherfucking bit? Is this it? Yeah, see, I don't... How do I get it so that I'm not... There we go. Okay, there we go. All right. So, that having been said, we're all set to go, man. Thanks for joining us for the pre-show. oh, fuck. I got a little coffee. I got a little hot chocolate here. It's like a half and half deal, you know? All right, let the Christmas 2019 show begin.